Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The Bible is telling us, and we have told you this for decades, if not a century, that in these last days a mighty, powerful leader will arise in Germany, in Europe. He's called the Beast in the Bible. We're also being told that it's going to be 10 nations which will give their power and their authority to that beast. And we also know that Germany is going to be the leading nation in Europe. And so based on what we know, what the Bible tells us, I'd like to give you a few excerpts from statements by politicians over there in Europe, and also articles which show us an amazing development in what is going to happen, what is happening right now in Europe, in Germany. Let me begin with an article by Politico, dated January 28. And it says, the jobs of President of the European Commission and President of the European Council should be merged, so the EU can speak with one voice on the global stage, European People's Party boss Manfred Weber said Wednesday. Reforming the EU's leadership structure in such a way would simply mean giving one person both jobs. And then he went on to say that those EU countries willing to advance integration should go forward with a special sovereignty treaty on foreign policy. The countries willing, in other words, nations which are willing to do this, core nations as they are sometimes being called. Apollo News wrote on February 5, Mario Draghi, who is the former Prime Minister of Italy, also an expert in financial matters, called for drastic reforms to the European Union to become an independent superpower through closer integration. Draghi's demands would ultimately amount to the abolition of nation states. The member states of the European Union would no longer be sovereign. No, they would be part of the superpower run by the beast. Reuters wrote on January 27, Germany will push for a two-speed European Union, calling for a core group of member states to move ahead on key policies to make Europe stronger and more independent, German Finance Minister Lars Klingbeil said, who is also the Vice Chancellor. Klingbeil invited partners, and now we are looking into some of the countries which are being named. He invited partners in France, Poland, Spain, Italy, and the Netherlands to a video conference to set an ambitious and concrete agenda to strengthen the sovereignty, resilience, and competitiveness of Europe. In this regard, SWR added on January 23, former European Parliament President Martin Schulz advocates that some EU countries should move ahead. He sees a trio of Germany, France, and Italy as an important driving force for Europe. He believes Germany should also try to negotiate with the French about a European nuclear defense shield. But Schulz said a lot more. He said at least 9 countries can join together without the others being able to prevent it, and if they want to do so. And these countries could include, according to Schulz, Germany, France, Italy, Poland, the Baltic states, which would be Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Spain, and the other remaining founding members of the EU, i.e. Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands. So at least 9, he is saying. But recently, Armin Laschet, member of the German Bundestag and Chancellor candidate in 2021, spoke of 10 countries. Why 10? 10 countries joining together, leading Europe. Now, one particular nation is asked to lead Europe. And I know that you already guessed what that country is, what nation that is. Financial Times wrote on February 9, long reluctant to assume a leading military role because of its Nazi past, Berlin, with its ample fiscal power, is now being pushed to the forefront of Europe's rearmament. Chancellor Merz's plan to pour millions into building the Bundeswehr into Europe's largest conventional army has brought backing across Germany's mainstream parties, from conservatives to Greens and Social Democrats. Julia Friedlander, the first American chief executive of Berlin-based Atlantikbrücke, former Trump administration security advisor in charge of Europe, says it is high time that Germany steps up, saying it must shed sentimentality. Carsten Vogt, former commissioner for German-American cooperation in parliament under SPD Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, feels Germany's transformation is in full swing. That is uncharted territory, but Germany is ready. We no longer feel guilty, and we don't feel completely alone. Our role has changed a great deal already. We look at ourselves in amazement, and we wonder, is that really you? No, that's no longer us. We are something new, he said. And this transformation will continue. And new Germany will become the uncontested military leader in Europe. Now, let's look at quickly what Germany is already doing. Deutsche Welle wrote on February 6, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz wrapped up a 3-day tour to the Gulf region in Abu Dhabi on Friday by eyeing a central role in a potential EU trade agreement with the United Arab Emirates. The Chancellor's trip, which included stops in Saudi Arabia and Qatar, comes as Germany seeks to diversify its economic and strategic partnerships. Merz said Germany would work more intensely in arms cooperation than in recent years. And that is also very interesting, because according to the Bible, a scripture in the book of Psalms tells us that there's going to be a confederation between Germany and Arab nations against Israel. And finally, let's look at another article which was published by Deutsche Welle on January 23, saying this. Germany and Italy are deepening defense and economic cooperation, with the leaders of the two countries signing an agreement in Rome. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni agreed on a closer cooperation in the production of drones, naval vessels, underwater systems, and air and missile defense systems. The leaders are also looking to collaborate in the development of electronic warfare and aerial combat defense systems. And the European Council on Foreign Relations added, the Italy-Germany partnership could knock down the barriers that are holding Europe back. Today's meeting in Rome sends a signal that Italy and Germany intend to shape the European defense pillar together, rather than merely contribute to it separately. And so more than 20 ministers from Italy and Germany met in Rome to discuss the implementation of the signed agreements. Now, when I read that, it reminded me right away of the infamous Pact of Steel between Italy and Germany, which was signed in Berlin on May 22, 1939, declaring cooperation concerning the military and the economy. Can we see how biblical prophecy is being fulfilled and in the process of being fulfilled? We have prepared a free booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, which goes into these developments in much more detail. Please ask for a free copy And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.